Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And joining us on the air right now is Tom Darshelik. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. I understand I've been butchering it rather regularly this last week. Tom, aloha. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Michael. Glad to be on the show.
Well, I've been telling everybody that just how delighted I am. You sent me the CD a while back, and it sat on my inbox for a while, but when I finally got around to listening to it, I was just absolutely delighted with your songs of protest, and it sort of reminds me of how courageous rock and roll music was back in the 60s when they were willing to take chances and speak truth to power. And I understand that it's not available as an album because you've got some rights clearance issues over the fact that you've used melodies from other songs, and you need to sort of go through that process. But I really do hope this album will become available because it's got a lot of wonderful songs. But could you sort of give us your background, how you came about writing these songs? These sound like they're recorded in venues, so you're out there being a performance artist.
Yes, sir. I've written a bunch of songs since 04, and I finally had enough collection where I thought, I think it's time to record these. And about that time, someone had emceed a open mic night at Brave New Books, which is the cradle of the Liberty Movement in Austin, Texas. And I thought that was a lot of fun. So I did a couple songs there, and it went over well. And I thought, let's do this every month. So myself and a friend named Scottish John worked on creating these open mics for 6 months straight last year, January through June. And once it was all done, I took most of the best cuts and put them on the CD. And those that when I forgot to push the record button, I went ahead and re-recorded those in my bedroom.
That can definitely happen. What is your inspiration? We're going to wait till the next segment to start playing some of the songs here because of the way our commercial breaks happen. But where are you getting your inspiration for all of this?
Wow, this is really good. I guess most of this is coming from listening to you and others on streaming talk radio on the internet. About right after 2001, 9/11, the only website I was going to was a place called AgainstBombing.com because I googled why do Muslims hate us so much, and mm-hmm. That was an inspiring piece. That was a good website to get information from. And then some fella or girl. Nailed a sign to a telephone pole in Austin that said Liberty Radio 90.1 FM, which is a micro broadcasting radio station in Austin that streams most of the Liberty radio personalities.
Okay.
And that's eventually how I heard you.
Mm-hmm.
And a few others. And so most of my inspiration is coming from you guys.
Well, glad that we're getting out there, glad that we're being an inspiration, and having spent a large part of my life in the entertainment industry and very involved with music production because of my wife, I've come to basically view all modern rock and roll with a great deal of disdain. Now, younger people growing up think that's all rock and roll is supposed to be, and they don't understand that in the 1960s, rock and roll originally began as an opposition point of view to what the corporate media were feeding us. And it was very much repressed, banned. Britain takes a lot of credit for rock and roll, but when rock and roll first came along, it was banned in Britain. They were having to literally have radio stations, pirate radio stations, on ships out at sea to send the music to Great Britain, and most of Great Britain was listening. And it was just obviously something that was not going to be stopped. But they were breaking the rules. They were violating social boundaries. They were getting out there and saying things that people needed to hear. We got to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we're going to be listening to one of Tom's selections after these words from our sponsors. Welcome back to the show. We're joined in this hour by Tom Darshelik, and we're going to be playing some clips from his not-yet-released album, Illusions Ahead, and we're going to start with one called Occupy. Occupy.
Oh, I borrowed this tune from the Rolling Stones. I was driving to work one morning in Austin, Texas, listening to talk radio. And I heard this guy say the Federal Reserve is a private bank that prints money out of thin air. Well, I was so amazed to be informed of this that I made his website one of my favorites. Proceeded to listen to his mind-liberating audio streams most every day. I made arrangements and liquidated my entire retirement fund. Paid the penalties and taxes and proceeded to buy up all the hard assets I could find. Like precious metals, collector's items, food and fuel, and a bug-out bag filled with all the fixings for Occupy. So if your situation sucks, you know we've all been victimized. Come on down and gather around the scene of the crime. And if your dog's tired of playing the game that Rocket Line, come on and try a slice of my Occupy. That all I had to do was send $16 to his P.O. box, and I would get unlimited access to all his past radio shows for one full year. So I did, and I got unlimited access and a priceless education and a recipe for, well, you know what kind of pie I'm talking about. So if your situation sucks, you know we've all been victimized. Come on down and gather round the scene of the crime. And if your dog's tired of playing the game that robbed your mind, come on and try a slice of mine, Occupy. Come on, let me show you how to make that Occupy. You know that central bankers taste mighty fine in Occupy.
Well, I can understand why they were applauding there at the open mic situation, because not only is it a very funny, clever song, but you're a very good performer, and I really think somebody's going to come forward and say, look, we want to help you move this along, because it is a breath of fresh air in the musical scene. Obviously, you've already told us exactly the inspiration for that particular song here. And we're only going to have time to play three of your songs, and there's a whole bunch on there. I think one of my favorites, we're not going to be able to play it today, but the one about the preacher talking about Israel, and it's not really a song, it's just a speech, but it's very well done, and again, you're a very, very good performer. Is there anywhere online that people can plug in and listen to some of these songs of yours?
At this moment, no, but I'm trying to find out how to do that. I went to, and I already forgot the name of the website, but it's a place where you can download people's music, and they already wanted to know, you know, make sure that everything was correct copyright-wise, so I stifled myself, and I need to talk to a lawyer and find out what I need to do to make it okay to upload these songs so people can download them. But when I find that out, I'll definitely send you the link.
All right. I definitely want that. My understanding is that there is what is called a cover right, where there's an automatic grant of license to cover other people's music as long as you pay the licensing fee. So it's not even a question of getting permission from the Rolling Stones. And again, you have gone so far afield from the original Rolling Stones song, it may not be an issue. Do talk to an intellectual property lawyer, but I got to tell you, whatever the cover license fee is to use their melody to go with your music, I think this album would be a hot seller. I would certainly buy it myself. If you hadn't sent it to me for free, I'd be out there buying it.
Cool. Good to know.
Yeah. And you are a good performer. How long have you been performing?
Well, I started playing guitar when I was 13 in the folk mass at church. Did a bunch of Jesus rock stuff in my Bible-thumping days through age 22. And then my junior in college felt like, I don't think I'm exactly a Christian in the traditional sense anymore. And then started diving into...
I know that feeling.
Then started diving into all of the secular stuff I had missed out on in my teens. And I played, learned all the Neil Young, Dan Fogelberg, Jackson Brown stuff, Eagles, all that good stuff.
Yeah, that is very, very good stuff. Listen, I think we're gonna go ahead and jump the schedule here a little bit and cue up If You Got the Money, We Got the Bombs. So, Crystal, could you cue that up for us?
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City, the subway in Madrid. Had a little job in London, blaming all on Muslim kids. If you got the money, we can't fake the evidence. If you got the money now, you control the press. Just dictate reality, and they will do the rest. Watch those pretty talking heads, TS on CBS. ABC and NBC, Fox News and CNN. If you got the money, well, you can start some fights. Divide and conquer everyone who won't stand by your side. Dumb down all the children, disinform and lie. Until they're just too glad to see you stealing all their rights. Well, there's no need to be thrifty. You can buy the store. Give contracts out to all your friends. Let them eat more. When you run short of money, well, you can print some more. With all that funny money, honey, you can buy a war. Or two or three or four more. Yes, sir, if you've got the money, honey. We got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like to blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. I said if you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. Oh, my.
Makes me want to get out my banjo and start bluegrassing along with you.
Excellent.
Obviously, I'm sure we can pretty much guess what the inspiration for this one was.
Oh, definitely. I mean, all of the, most of the CD, at least a third of it, deals with the, realizing the Federal Reserve is pretty much right now loaning all of the fiat money for just about every bad thing that's going on the planet. And then, of course, it was my response to, I guess, learning everything there was to know about what was going on behind the scenes for 9/11.
There's no question. We've talked about it a lot on the show. Wars are the bankers' rich harvest. And I've noticed on the server logs, the article I wrote last week All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, appears to be going viral because the number of accesses to that file keeps going up every single day. And so people are finally cluing into what's going on. It's all about managing debt, controlling people and nations through debt, and starting wars to plunge people into debt for no other reason than that. Bankers love wars. They don't even care which side wins or loses. It's just all about controlling that debt and going back to the beginning of the United States of America and all these wars for the private central bankers. Hundreds of millions of people have died all to make more profit for these private central banks. And as I've said before, the common enemy of all humanity, the common enemy of all mankind, are the private central banks. We've got to take another break for commercials. When we come back, we're going to be playing one more of Tom's songs, Stay on the Battlefield. So we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. To the show, we're finishing up here with Tom Darshalik. And by the way, Tom, before we get into this last song, I want to tell you the one that you did from the preamble to the Constitution, I think, is my absolute favorite on your album. And probably we should have queued that up to play today. But let us go on and listen to Stay on the Battlefield.
I'm gonna march on the Capitol. I'm gonna march on the Capitol. I'm gonna march on the Capitol.
my, that's wonderful. And I'm sure you don't need me to tell you how reminiscent that is of some of Pete Seeger's work when he was out there trying to raise public consciousness with his songs. And what a tremendous fight that he had to do that. But it's good old foot stomping music, and people can sing along, and it is wonderfully effective. We're already getting comments in the chat room. Let me read one of them. I keep waiting for the guys in the Avett Brothers or the Old Crow Medicine Show to get as politically awake as today's musical guest, and I will definitely second that motion here. We're coming up on the end of the segment. I'm going to let you go. I want you to come back as soon as there's news that this album is getting out there or is available on the web. Is there anything you want to share with our listeners before you go?
Oh, not at this point. I'm kind of speechless. I really appreciate the affirmation. I do want to say, Michael, I'm so grateful for your show and the amount of just all of the information you put into your show, and along with the sane commentary as well, that I just don't find anywhere else on the Internet.
Oh, well.
So thank you so much for all the
Thank you very much. And when you go to record this thing, I want to do the banjo tracks. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.